Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Raim McCaffrey. Hello, I'm Santia. I'm here with Ruth Ann. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks.
Good. And we're here towards the latter part of the year, and we're going to be talking about holidays and getting ready for holidays.
Right.
And we're going to talk about the challenges and opportunities that the holiday season brings. So where do you want to begin?
Oh my, I think I'd like to start with the challenges of getting ready for the holidays. One of the big ones, the challenge, of course, is the importance that we put on holidays, because they really are a mechanism for showing love, mm-hmm. and for particularly for family. And so they're a family experience, and they're more identified with showing love to each other as a whole family. I believe birthdays are a way to show love for individuals, but the other holidays become more of the family-centered experience. And what that does, though, when we think about showing love, is set up all kinds of expectations. Mm-hmm. And it sets up the expectation that we're going to have everything that we can do done to show them that our family members are loved individually and collectively in the most generous way that we can. Mm-hmm. And that's great, except that really does put a lot of pressure on those people that are putting it together. I remember after Terry died, and the whole family was coming to me for Christmas, and my mom and Brandon arrived on the 21st of December. I picked them up at the airport, and I had purchased a wreath at the Fred Meyer store for the front door, and that was all I had done.
Oh.
By the 23rd, Brandon, bless his heart, rallied me and my mom, who was 85 at the time, and we got things ready. We had presents, and we got a tree, and we got it decorated, and we had food in the refrigerator, and we had things wrapped, and no cards, but that was right after he had died, and I was just not able to do a thing. I could barely put one foot in front of the other.
Sure.
But the expectation that we have all these nice things done, nevertheless, was with us, whether I could cope with it or not. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, I had this wonderful son and my mom, too, who was really a trooper and getting things done. And I remember her chopping onions and doing stuff for the Christmas dinner. But the expectation is that we have, you know, the and I'm talking Christmas now, or I guess even Thanksgiving, that we have things nicely prepared and nicely put together, and they're served with love and prepared in such a way that everybody can be present and can mm-hmm. be celebrating together. Well, life just doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes we have family members who don't cooperate. I mean, they may come and they're crabby, or they drink too much, or they don't come when they're supposed to. They come 2 hours late, or they don't leave, or and so it upsets all of this, the whole trajectory of the holiday being unfolding in this loving way where everybody can have a good time and enjoy one another. So the expectations that we have really do, and they put pressure on us mm-hmm. to do maybe more than we have energy or time or now in this economy money for. And so it creates a lot of pressure and stress for the individual members and for the family itself. The opportunity in this is to examine how realistic these expectations are, mm-hmm. and see whether or not they need to be changed.
And it's a good point. I know I used to do that with cards.
Mm-hmm.
I would stay up so late to make sure things were perfect, the letter was done, the every photos, whatever was mm-hmm. going to go into these cards. And I thought, it took it took many years for me to finally get to a point to say, is this really that important? And
right.
It doesn't need to be this time of the year. Could it be a different time of the year
right.
that I spend time doing this? And it's, I think, shifting. For me, it was not creating that expectation on myself and making a shift.
Right. It's asking the question, is this working for me?
Yeah.
And asking, maybe we could do this in a way that is really going to leave us time and energy and money for what's important, which is to enjoy one another.
I know. And because I got silly about it, thinking, oh gosh, if I don't send a card, is that person going to get upset with me and then I'm going to be off their list? And I started thinking, wow, I'm making something really big that
right.
doesn't need to be that way.
Well, and we get that reinforcement from our economy.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about how economically, what economic drivers the holidays are, especially the late fall ones and early winter ones, put companies in the black.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they depend on those holidays to fill their coffers. Sometimes for the whole year, they get their business primarily at that time. So we get pressure in the form of advertising. And I remember someone told me one time we were looking at the Norman Rockwell painting of Thanksgiving, and they were saying, yeah, just turn up the volume on that painting and just see whether all the family members are having a really good time at the table. And I always enjoyed that, just kind of looking at that picture going, yeah, I wonder what Aunt Mary is saying
That's
to Uncle Fred.
Right.
So the expectations that come from outside of us, and sometimes those expectations come from other family members.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, you know, can't do what they want us to do, then there is, you know, disharmony or discord or sometimes real arguments because we can't be at their house when mm-hmm. they want us to be, or they can't come to us and we want them, or they don't honor what we need. And I mean,
how do you manage that? Because there's an element of tradition and honoring some traditions that
right.
makes sense. And there's also a sense of some boundaries or knowing what your limitations may be, whether
right.
it's time or money or both. How do you manage through that when you have a family member or someone that's significant that has a very different set of expectations?
I think the key to that, Santia, is to talk with them early,
mm-hmm.
before the holiday pressure has started and before the planning, real active planning, has begun. And I know some of these traditions go on for years.
Yes.
And so maybe there's never a time that's early enough. But I think having the conversation with them about how the holiday, the love that the holiday is supposed to generate between families can be shared maybe at other times, or to express that love in a way that is less expensive or
mm-hmm.
that takes a different amount of effort or accommodate somebody's changing needs. So I think having the conversation way early at a time when no hard feelings have
mm-hmm.
happened is an important piece of it. The other thing, and I do this with my clients when we're working on having a conversation where the other person could be defensive, and certainly when we're wanting to insert a change in expectations with a family member who's wedded to that
mm-hmm.
tradition, they could be defensive at our suggestion. Figure out what would be in it for them that they want if they would just listen to what we're going to broach, okay, in the
okay.
way of a suggestion. So maybe a mom who's wanting to have everybody come home for the holidays because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we always do that and we always get together Christmas Eve, and I'm kind of sing-songy. I don't mean to do that, but but what mom really wants is to make sure that the family is still a loving unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so to introduce the conversation is, I know, Mom, how much you want all of us to feel the love of our family is strong and wonderful. And then talk about the holidays are coming up, and the between the economy and the time available for us to travel, we're worried that we're not going to be able to make it home for the holidays this year. And then go back and say, I know you want all of the love in our family to still be cherished and celebrated. Okay, and then ask her, what I'd like is for you to understand that we're going to have to change the tradition for us this year and stay and have our holiday in our home, in our own home. So
that can be a tough one.
That's a tough conversation. But if we do it ahead enough, and if we think about what's in it for the other person that they want, hopefully they can accept that change can be okay. And actually, once we start introducing some new changes into some of these old traditions, and people start to wiggle free from the fixed traditions and find out that new traditions can be really wonderful. Like, tell us about that tradition that you had on Thanksgiving this last year.
Oh, we chose to go snowshoeing on Thanksgiving, and I knew I was going to be off the Thursday and Friday, and we, Rob and I chose to have Thanksgiving dinner on Friday. So we went up when no one else was out and had a lot of fun being completely by ourselves up in the mountains and snowshoeing for hours, and it was just this completely peaceful scene. And then we stopped at the Salish Lodge on the way home and had, I think, a more of a appetizer, and then and for us that was such a very different Thanksgiving.
Yes, but what strikes me about your example is that Thanksgiving is all about being thankful and appreciating and being grateful for what we have, and being out in the woods on a beautiful snowy afternoon. The gratefulness for our wonderful country, and you know, and the peace and the beauty and being with each other and our bodies, and what an opportunity to really feel the gratefulness in a tangible way.
And feeling very connected. It was an amazing, amazing experience.
Well, and you didn't have $5,000 calories for
That's right.
to have to work off. That's a bonus right there.
Yeah, that's true. So I think some families, based on their jobs, they're almost forced to look at things differently. I'm thinking of people in the medical field, or people that are dealing with emergency situations, or military. They aren't able to celebrate on specific dates and times based on their work. And they have opportunities to create different traditions, and because they almost have to, if they want to look at doing something different.
Well, sometimes, and that does bring up a good point, that sometimes we're forced to come up with an adaptation. And I'm excited when people take that opportunity to try something new and really do it and look for ways that they can have fun. I think what we're really talking about here is are the situations when people have the choice and can be more conscious and more thoughtful for what works for them as life changes for them. And certainly to be able to do that in a way with anticipation and knowing that there's lots of different ways that we can express love. It doesn't have to be a tradition. It can be.
That's right. And sometimes the traditions are when you really think of what it is and why. I know there have been traditions in my family that say, why do we do that? And we think, I have no idea why we do that. So it's, do we want to keep doing this? So it's really looking at some things to see if we're doing it just because it's a habit. And is there really something behind it? Or is the tradition something that is worth continuing?
That's a good point. It's all about being conscious and all about being willing to ask some questions. What's going to give us the best experience this year? And what's going to give us in our actions, the best way to express what's in our hearts.
Exactly.
And sometimes it means changing the people that we do it with. This year, Jim and I were alone on Christmas, or going to be alone, so we invited some military people who were also going to be alone to join us, and we had a lot of fun. It was really a very different Christmas, but it was, you know, an opportunity to make something good out of the fact that we couldn't be together with our kids for Christmas.
So I love what you said about starting early with talking with someone that is going to maybe have a difficulty with a change.
Right.
And then understanding what's important to them. I think that's a really critical piece. It's easy to get caught up in why you're not going to do a certain thing versus seeing what's important to that other person.
When we're communicating something that they could, you know, really resist hearing, if we can figure out what would be in it for them that they want and introduce the conversation with that, it's like leading with everything shining and bright.
That's right.
And so they're going to win. It's hard to think of that sometimes.
Yeah. And I think it's easy to get to that point of, I want things a certain way, or I need to do it this way for my family, versus seeing the need in that other space. Mm-hmm. So I really like that example.
Thanks.
It's a really good one.
Yeah. So getting ready for the holidays is really all about managing expectations and looking at our own expectations and not being shackled to the expectations that are imposed upon us by other people or by the economy or whatever. It's being willing to try things that are different and knowing that anything that we do that expresses our main reason for having the holiday, which is to celebrate family and love and togetherness.
Definitely.
Any new people that we might want to include, that might be fun. And making sure that we communicate with ourselves and ask those questions and then communicate with other people will help us get ready for a holiday that's going to be pretty fun, or holiday season. It's going to be pretty fun.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for joining us. This is Santia. For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.